Welcome to the No Spin News for New Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 31st, 2019. Fight for your freedom. And that's the last time I'll say 2019 in the context of what day it is, because this is our last broadcast of the year, because this is the last day of the year. Thursday and Friday, I'm going to rerun Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to open it up to everybody, and if you have friends, family, whatever, enemies, give them a call, give them a text, give them an email. Say, hey, go to BillO'Reilly.com. We're going to have the best coverage for the election next year. There's no doubt about it, by the way. I've got it set up so that every day you'll know exactly what's happening in the struggle between the Democrats and the Republicans. And we will not pull any punches at all. We're not going to root for anybody, even though you know that I feel the Democratic Party at this point is not where it should be and not serving you. But it's foolish for me to skew my coverage. If the Democrats pull out in front, I'm going to tell you. What else is going on before I get into the news today? Holly the Terror Dog will be on the Discovery Channel. Greta Van Susteren's show, Pet Tales. It's a special. It's going to run at 8 a.m., not exactly prime time, but that's all right. You got to work your way up on the Discovery Channel. That's Saturday, January 4th, 8 a.m., Discovery Channel. Get your VCR cranked or whatever. Holly the Terror Dog makes her national television debut. The lead story today is a Zogby poll on Donald Trump's job approval rating. I do not believe this poll. Zogby has had a lot of trouble over the past few years. However, there's one very interesting part of the poll. So according to Zogby, Donald Trump's approval rating, job approval rating is 50%. That's the highest number that we've seen in any poll for quite some time. Disapproved, 48%. But here's the methodology. The Zogby poll has 36% Democrat, 36% Republican, and 28% independent, all right, unaffiliated with either party. We don't know whether they lean left or right. But this is the first poll that I've seen that has 36 Democrat, 36, and that's why you get the higher number. The others all skew it more to the Democratic Party, saying that's legitimate because there are more registered Democrats in the country than Republicans. But this is likely voters, 865, very small sample. 865 likely voters, 50 approve, 48 do not. Now, in the Rasmussen Daily poll, 46% approve, 53 do not. Rasmussen, as I mentioned more than once, was the only poll that accurately predicted Donald Trump's win in 2016. 5 days before the election, I told you that Trump would win. All right, so with all of this impeachment and horror and all that, Donald Trump's approval rating has gone up. So the only thing you can take away is that Americans know the impeachment thing's a sham, one of my favorite words, S-H-A-M. And in my column suggesting resolutions to powerful people in America, I use the word sham. I hope you have read that column. And another poll by Third Way, no idea what that is. It says that African Americans are going to vote against Donald Trump in big, big, big numbers. I don't believe a word of that, in the sense that I know African Americans will vote for the Democratic Party much more than a Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. But I think Trump is going to peel off 12% of African Americans, and that's a pretty good number for him. And I think a lot of African Americans will stay home if Joe Biden is not the nominee. Biden can mobilize black voters. The others cannot. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Overseas, you have to understand this dynamic. After all the blood and treasure we spent in Iraq, Iran is still more powerful in Iraq than the USA. That's because the Shia majority allies itself with Iran. So earlier this week, the USA bombed terror camps funded by Iran in Syria and Iraq. Boom, five airstrikes. So yesterday, and let's roll some tape on this, the Shia got in Baghdad and attacked the U.S. embassy in the Green Zone. Now, I spent some time in the Green Zone. It's very fortified. But Iran is controlling many violent people in Iraq. And that's never going to stop unless you remove the mullahs in Iran. Because the Shia, religion overrides politics. And Shia is aligned with the Shia in Iran. Iraq and Iran, they align themselves according to religion. So that's what you're seeing over there. It's never going to stop. Never. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Thomas, concierge member. Thank you, Thomas. Now remember, Thomas, you and all concierge members and premium members also get huge discounts in our store on books and everything else. So all my killing books, got 8 of them out. All right, you can get them for less than you would in the stores or on Amazon or what. You might want to check that out. And also the gear that we have and all that, everything's marked down after Christmas sale. So Thomas says, Bill, you said this coming election is the most important of our lifetime. Don't you think the last one was? If Hillary Clinton had won, we'd be heading down a socialist path already, and all the corruption and the Obama administration would have been covered up. You know, look, Thomas, Hillary Clinton's not a socialist, and I do not believe she would have done the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Green New Deal routine. I don't believe that for a second. I could be wrong. It's speculation. Secondly, Hillary Clinton, nothing's going to happen to her. All right, I know the right wing wants her to be punished, but it's not going to happen. Not. So you can forget about that. As far as holding the Obama administration accountable for corruption, possible in the upcoming Justice Department investigation on Russian collusion. Probably not, though. They're probably going to hone in on the FBI. Now, if the FBI guys flip and say, hey, the Obama administration told me to do it, then you got another thing. But no, I don't believe that 16 was the most important election in our lifetime. This one is, because clearly the radical left is controlling the Democratic Party, which it did not in 2016. It does now. If they win, if Nancy Pelosi and her forces hold the House, it's going to tell you a lot about your country. And that is why I'm going to devote all my energies to honest reporting and analysis of the election. Thomas Howard Rowley, Panama City, Florida. Hope you and the urchins and Holly had a relaxing and pleasant holiday. Thanks for making us aware of the independencefund.org. Just sent them a nice donation. You know, we do what we can for our disabled vets. It's a great charity, independencefund.org. Thomas, you're a patriot. Thank you. Guy Cesario, Oak Lawn, Illinois. I just read the column after watching No Spin News. It's late in the evening, but I may have trouble falling asleep because I'm laughing so much. All right. I can't think of another writer, and it's entertaining or as instructive as you, Bill. Well, thank you, Guy. I appreciate that. The column is on my suggested New Year's resolutions to some powerful people in this country. On the message board, Ron, best column of the year, concise, truthful, and funny. Bill, you're the best. We need you. I'm here. Hope for a while. Okay, Killing Crazy Horse, my new killing book, the 9th in the series, out May 12th. You can pre-order. As I said, all of our stuff is marked down in the BillO'Reilly.com store, including the books. When writing to us, you get 40% off the books. Hey, 40%? Nobody told me that. 40% off any of the books. Happy New Year.